run away together. Well, of course, when Hunding comes too, he's very annoyed and he chases after them, and there's a tremendous battle that everybody gets mixed up in. There's Hunding dead. There's Siegmund dead. Mr. and Mrs. Votan have an argument. And Votan's furious with Brunhilde. He's mad at Brunhilde because he told her she was not to side with Siegmund. And she did. And so as a punishment, he puts her on a rock and he surrounds her with impenetrable fire. And that's the end of part two. Well, part three is devoted to the growing up of Siegfried, child of Siegmund and Sieglinde. And he's very young, and he's very handsome, and he's very strong, and he's very brave, and he's very stupid. He's a regular little Abner type. There's not too much you need to know about this opera, except that Votan comes down and plays 20 questions with them. And Siegfried gets the ring. Do you remember the ring? Well, he gets the ring by killing Fafnir, the giant, who's turned into a dragon in this opera. Don't ask me why. Well, then a little bird tells him, and he finds Brunhilde. He finds Brunhilde on the fire-surrounded rock. Well, now, he's never seen a woman before, so he doesn't know what she is, but he soon finds out. And they go in for some very competitive singing. The type of thing, anything you can sing, I can sing loud. Probably she wins. Well, then they fall in love and he gives her the ring. She's his aunt, by the way. But nonetheless, they are in love and everything's very happy, and you'd think that would be the end of it, wouldn't you? No fear. Götterdämmerung. That's part four. Well, now, in the beginning of part four, you have the three Norns, or Fates, and they are also daughters of my friend Erda, the green-faced torso. And therefore, presumably, they are also Siegfried's aunts. But this bunch of aunts are... this bunch of aunts are just as droopy as the first lot were noisy. You remember the Valkyrie aunts? They go... well, that. Well, this lot are just the opposite.
In love.
scary lot of aunts. If they don't tell this whole story right over again from the beginning. So, actually, you can miss out parts 1, 2, and 3 and come in at the beginning of Götterdämmerung and you'll be just as far ahead. When, meanwhile, Siegfried's tired of love on the rocks with Brunhilde. And Brunhilde's gone completely to pieces. You remember, her signature tune used to be... Well, now, it's changed to this. La, 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 la. So love has certainly taken the ginger out of her. Well then, Siegfried goes off on his travels and he meets 3 people. Gunther and Gutrune Gibich. And their half-brother, Hagen. Whose mother was a Gibich. But whose father was Alberic the dwarf. Do you remember Alberic? So, Hagen greets Siegfried like this. That tune. That's the same music as Alberic's Curse. And sure enough, there's dirty work afoot. Because Hagen gives Siegfried a magic potion that makes him forget all about Brunhilde and fall in love with Gutrune Gibich. Who, by the way, is the only woman that Siegfried has ever come across who hasn't been his aunt. I'm not making this up, you know. Well, so when Brunhilde finds out about this, of course, naturally, she's frightfully annoyed and she plots with Hagen to kill Siegfried. And Hagen kills him. Well, of course, as soon as he's dead, she's sorry. I know you men are going to say, so like a woman. And so she is sorry, and she builds a funeral pyre, and she puts Siegfried on it. And she gets on her horse, and she gallops on the funeral pyre too, and she lights it, and they burn up. Well, that sets Valhalla alight, and it burns up. Well, then Wotan and all the gods burn up. Then the whole works catches fire, and it all burns up. Burnt. Well then, The River Rhine overflows its banks. Do you remember the Rhine? And the waters come in over the ashes. And who do you think turns up next? The Rhine Maidens. So they take their lump of gold, I mean the ring, which is of course their lump of gold, and they put it back where it came from. And after sitting through this whole operation, what do you hear? You hear... You're exactly where you started 20 hours ago.
That was from a recording that was done in April 23rd of 1953 with Anna Russell and her take, her analysis on The Ring Cycle by Richard Wagner. A request from Katie and Madison, something as I was explaining earlier when I was announcing what we were going to next hear. It's been a favorite over many years here on this program, and it's been a long time since we've heard it. So thank you, Katie, for your request. We're going to continue with this request from Laurie and Stevens Point for a work by John David, the song The New Day. Laurie says it's her tradition to request this song as the cusp of the new year. At the cusp of the new year, and this year, more than ever, she says, we need to hear this piece with its message of hope, love, and savoring the moment. Here's a performance with the King's Singers. Bear with me. I've apologized. One moment. I thought I had this already queued up. Let's see what I can do. Okay, let's listen. It does help to have the right CD in place. My apologies.
You are the new day, you are the new day, I will love you more than me and more than yesterday, if you can but prove to me you are the new day. Send the sun in time for dawn, let the birds all hail the morning. Love of life will urge me say, you are the new day. When I lay me down at night, knowing we must pay Tucker, that this night might stay yesterday. Thoughts that we as humans small could slow worlds and end it all lie around me where they fall before the new day. My philosophy,
just needs days in which to be. Love of life means hope for me. Born on a new day, you are the new day.
A tradition from Lorian Stevens Point to request You Are the New Day by John David, a performance with the King's Singers, her tradition, as we look forward to a new year coming up on Monday, 2024. And that request, lovely indeed, although I had it out of order, so I apologize for not getting into it, because I really had, following that wonderful Anna Russell take on the Ring Cycle, I wanted to then mention Robert Monroe's request. So let's listen to his now. It's a request for the Queen of the Night aria from Mozart's The Magic Flute, and it's in honor of his daughter Charlotte for getting in her first musical. Charlotte is in high school, and she's very excited, and she loves performing, and we're just so happy for her. The Queen of the Night aria from The Magic Flute by Mozart, a performance with soprano Cheryl Studer and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, a request from Robert M. Monroe. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman, and you're listening to Classics by Request here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR has been a radio pioneer since 1917. That's more than a century of information, connection, and inspiration for the people of Wisconsin. When you give, you ensure that WPR's bright future includes plenty of in-depth news, world-class music, and thought-provoking discussions and entertainment. Thank you for supporting the important role of WPR in your community with your year-end gift right now at WPR.org/donate.
News from around the state and around the world, conversations about topics big and small, classical, folk, and international music. You hear it all on Wisconsin Public Radio. And it's possible thanks to the support of our members. Find out more at WPR.org.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, over 400 volunteers currently deliver Meals on Wheels in Kenosha County. Because the population is aging rapidly, additional volunteer drivers are needed. To learn more, visit Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services at kafasi.org.
People from by Charles Vidor. And he says it's closing out the old year, welcoming on the new, hearts and minds guided by the Almighty. Here's Frederick Fennell to lead the Dallas Wind Symphony. Lord Save Thy People by Charles Vidor, performed by the Dallas Wind Symphony and organist Paul Rito, led by conductor Frederick Fennell, a request from Scott and Nina. Every year, on the last Saturday before the new year, it's time to remember the dear members of our Classics by Request family of listeners who are no longer with us. And you probably know that every year I like to recall John Kaczynski's descriptive words on the Andante third movement from the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Johannes Brahms. John died 19 years ago. He was a devoted fan of this program. In fact, he would send me a long and detailed email after every program commenting on the requests made that day. And I want to share with you what he wrote about the third movement. He said, "What a composer. What sublime and gorgeous music. But it also reminded me of a parallel with life. In both music and life, you follow along the progress, enjoying every moment, and when the end comes, it's so gracious and inevitable and fulfilling that one doesn't fret that it's over, but rather rejoice that it happened." John Kaczynski's beautiful words on the Andante Third Movement from the Piano Concerto No. 2 by Johannes Brahms. taking time to remember the dear members of our Classics by Request family of listeners who are no longer with us. While listening to the third movement, the Andante third movement from the Piano Concerto No. 2 in B-flat major by Johannes Brahms, a performance with pianist Daniel Barenboim and the New York Philharmonic, led by conductor Zubin Mehta. Classics by Request, starting in January, this program will be in its 44th year. It's a privilege to host Classics by Request, and I truly enjoy our Saturdays together. Thanks for supporting this program and sharing your requests week after week. I wish you all the very best in 2024. Coming up next, we have the Met Opera broadcast, and today's opera is Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro. It ends exactly at 3:18:36, and then I'll be back for a short version of Saturday Afternoon Classics. I'm going to begin with the Boston Pops Orchestra and conductor John Williams in a medley called Dancing with Fred Astaire. So if you're in the mood for exercising at that hour, I hope you'll join me and we'll be dancing around. At least I'll be dancing in the studio and enjoying the music. And a couple other selections, too, will be featured in that short Saturday Afternoon Classics program. Want to remind you, it's always possible to get your requests in early. You can certainly go online at our website, WPR.org, and fill out the online request form. You can also call Listener Services. It's a toll-free number, and that's 800-747-7444, 800-747-7444. I'm Ruth Ann Bestman. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a good holiday weekend. This has been Classics by Request here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
As the cold of winter approaches, warm yourself with beautiful music, friendly conversation, and stories that sparkle like falling snow. Hi, I'm Sarah Ashworth, director of WPR. This holiday season, we're here to keep you informed and entertained, whether you're at home, at work, or on the go. Find our complete schedule of programs at wpr.org/holidays, and thanks for listening.
Support for WPR comes from more than 50,000 contributors, including many monthly sustainers. You provide access to quality journalism, community conversations, and refreshing entertainment around Wisconsin and on WPR.org. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.